Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Nearly from the beginning of its existence, the world's newest country, South Sudan, has been at war with itself. The country gained its independence in July 2011, but by Christmas 2013, it was mired in a multi-sided civil war that resulted in thousands of deaths and displaced around 4 million civilians. In June 2018, the belligerent parties signed the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, the original having been agreed upon in 2005 prior to South Sudan's independence. The ceasefire document also stipulated the formation of a transitional government for the 36 months leading to national elections. This month marks the fourth extension of the agreement, but although the ceasefire continues to hold and there has been some progress, such as voter registration, a firm date for the national elections has not yet been set. The people of South Sudan deserve peace, freedom, to participate in civic and political processes, and a government responsive to their needs. Instead, transitional government leaders have consistently failed to take the minimal steps required to create the conditions necessary to bring the transitional period to a peaceful conclusion, said political minister counselor at the U.S. Mission to the United Nations, John Kelly.
Despite significant international support on key election issues, we see President Salva Kiir, First President Riek Machar, and other South Sudanese political leaders have thus far collectively failed to meet the standards necessary for free, fair, and peaceful elections to take place.
South Sudan's leaders have not demonstrated political will to seriously move toward elections, nor demonstrated a commitment to political and civic space, said Ambassador Kelly.
We call on the transitional government to act without further delay, to start to transparently and responsibly use public revenue for appropriate public purposes, rather than to benefit a small, corrupt elite. We call on them to open civic and political space as a path towards free, fair, and peaceful elections and allow citizens to meaningfully engage in domestic government, to fund electoral institutions, establish the necessary unified forces, and engage high-level dialogue in Juba where all parties reject violence as a political tool.
The United States, said Ambassador Kelly, remains committed to the South Sudanese people and to working closely with the UN mission in South Sudan, the transitional government council members, and all stakeholders to promote peace and prosperity for the country and the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.